Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Zechariah chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Zechariah, the second chapter. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O bride of Christ, rejoice! Here is the Lord, who has come into your midst. At last he reveals himself, and the singing does not end. At Christmas Day, nor at the Feast of Stephen, nor even on the 12th night, Epiphany too is a season of music. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. We've celebrated God's advent as a man. Now we behold the glory of the Lord for the time of God appointed. By the mouth of Zechariah comes a prophecy. Up, escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. The Lord again turns his attention to the Holy Land and to Jerusalem. He promises that he will bring his people back from captivity and bitter exile, for the Lord's people he calls his bride. But that bride had joined herself to many others. And that's why she was carried away by them when the Lord withdrew. It was the Lord's dwelling with his people in the tabernacle and in the temple which preserved them at all times. He was to be king from the beginning. Even when the Lord consented to give them a human king, he chose David, his servant, a man after his own heart. God is husband to his people. But as his presence preserved them, so his absence brought about their destruction. The temple of Judah is nothing without faith in the temple's Lord. And it was not the Lord who abandoned his bride, but she him. But then in time, the Lord sent his Lord, the Son and Lord of David, as king and husband of his bride. The nations had served God's strange purpose to humble Judah, but they must not be permitted to act arrogantly as if by their own strength they have conquered, or as if the Lord were ever unfaithful to his bride. So he says, in the time of the captivity, behold, I will shake my hand over them, that is, over the nations, and they shall become plunder for those who served them. And then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. The Lord says this to his Lord, let us make her enemies your footstool. So once the Lord brought his Israel out of the land of Egypt and plundered them. The gold was first to adorn the ears of the Israelites, the ears into which the Lord poured his life-giving word. In time, it would come to adorn the tabernacle, the presence of God himself. And so the Lord would have us, dear Christians, adorn his word and his sacrament with every beautiful thing, not for their own sake, but so that we would hold him, our Lord, as our great treasure. Again, the Lord brought his Judah out of the land, out of Babylon, by the hand of the Persians. And with them he brought the spoil. Yes, the many vessels that had been kept from the days of the fall of Jerusalem in exile. But with them he despoiled also, as it were, the Babylonians, and brought Persian subsidies to rebuild Jerusalem and her temple. So the Lord would also have us, dear Christians, press this world's goods into the service of his truth also. But now the Lord brings the nations themselves in and bids his bride rejoice all the more. In Christ the Gentiles are welcomed, and they seek him and they find. The word went into Babylon with Judah's wise men, with Daniel, with Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah. But now, as we heard just a few days ago, the word brings wise men out of Babylon to welcome the Lord of hosts who dwells in their midst. And they bring their plunder as tribute. They lay gold and frankincense and myrrh before a little child. They own him as king and God and sacrifice. And so the Lord always, even now, conquers his foes. How? By his word and his truth, bringing them to kneel as believing subjects, rising then from death to become the very sons of God. So who then is really the bride? Here in Zechariah, such an amazing turn of phrase and events is found. It's no longer the daughter of Israel who is joining herself to many nations, who's joining herself in uncleanness and unfaithfulness to everyone else than the Lord, to Canaanite and Babel idols, rejecting him. No. Now, by the Lord's doing, he is causing those Gentile nations to become joined to himself. They become the bride. They, joined to him, also become his people, his Israel. And so it is that in Christ there is no Jew or Greek, but one holy Catholic and apostolic church, his bride of every tribe and race. Now, when the Lord rouses himself from his holy dwelling, all flesh is to become silent, it says. Every mouth must be stopped before the Lord of hosts without excuse. But the silence does not last for long. Not among those who receive him. They wake, they rise from their gloom, for their Lord has come down all glorious. Their star is risen. Their light is come. And even if the priests and the sons of Joshua remain silent and cling only to what is filthy, then even the stones will cry out. Hosanna, pris, och, ara, far, konung, arnunara. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.